Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين brothers sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program Keys of Life. One of the keys of life is for us to create and to establish groups. Organizations, these days we call them organizations or groups or what have you, establishments, whether it is general or whether it is scientific. So sometimes as a society, we go through problems and issues, whether are like family issues that we face as a whole. Sometimes we face a moral issue in the outside. Sometimes we have issues that happens either in society or in our houses. And it needs to be answered. It needs to be taken out to the experts and we need to find a solution. And when these problems are not being answered and dealt with, they become cancerous. They grow, and they become bigger and bigger and bigger. And then we cannot, you know, stop them. So, for example, when we have, let's say, issue with, let's say, social media, let's say, I'm just giving an example here, where our kids are addicted to phones, we know it's a problem. The society is having that issue. But what do we see, that what actions are we doing to take charge of this? Everyone says, well, this is a personal issue, and then everyone is doing it. And then the whole society is corrupted because of it. Now, at some point, those who are in charge, they need to come to us and say, you know what? We have found a solution to this. We can put an end to this. We can limit the damage of this. So that only happens when we create and have organizations, when we have establishments. Now, like I said, sometimes it's a general establishment. And you see that in some countries in America and Western countries where they have this, the council meetings. So the people every week that would gather and the councilor and those who are in charge, the mayor of the city, this village, they will sit together and say, okay, you know what? We have problem 1, 2, 3 in our community. This needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed. And they discuss amongst them and they come up with a plan of how to fix this. And this is beautiful. This is what Islam wants us to do as well, which we don't. So this is, as we say, general. And sometimes it's specific, ilmi. Sometimes it's, you know, it's not a matter of just me gathering my friends and my neighbors and everyone in our area and we're trying to find a solution to something that we are facing. But sometimes we need the experts. So the experts themselves, when they see there's a problem, let's say, for example, they can see that kids these days do not show respect to their parents. And that's a problem. So the scholars need to sit together with themselves and say, hey, what is causing these kids who grew up in these good families, good parents, religious parents, to become such bad kids towards their parents? Why are they disrespectful? So the scholars, they sit together and they, you know, try to talk among themselves and try to figure out a solution. So one thing that we really need to focus on and work on is to create these groups. Now, sadly, a lot of people try to create these groups, but for some reason, when it's not done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will always perish. It becomes personal. Oh, this is my group. I'm doing this for my own people. I'm doing this. And even though it's a small, tiny group, oh, who's in charge of this? And who's going to do this? And we just complicate things. Sometimes as simple as just sitting together over a coffee or a tea and just working something out. That's what Islam wants from us. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح جنان است چه فرم دماغ و سواب داره فرم روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is
on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we said we need to start establishments, organizations, whether general organization or scientific organizations, in order to help solve and sort our issues and our problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He considers this to be shura, to be a dialogue amongst people. He says in chapter Ashura, there's a whole chapter called Ashura, dialogue. Verse 38, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ Those who have answered their Lord, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ And have upheld the prayer, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ And their affair is a discussion among themselves. They need to sit with themselves and discuss things. Okay, we have problems, we have issues, we have affairs. How do we solve it? So we bring all the brains. You come, I come, and everyone around us, they will come, and everyone share their ideology. So we sometimes, you can do one thing yourself, but you're just using one brain. But when you have 10 people around you, you have the ability to access the power of 10 brains. This is what Amir al-Mu'minin says, that if you do mushawara, if you talk to people, you have done mushawara with their brains. You have used their brain power as well. If you're only using 8% or 5% of your brain and your friend is using 5, and then you combine that, that's 10. And if you use a third one, that's 15, 20, 20, until you get to 100 and plus. So you get a lot of knowledge by sharing what you have. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, شهدت في دار عبد الله بن جدعان حلفا ما أحب أن إن لي به حمر النعم لو أدعي به في الإسلام لأجبت when he was talking about the harb as we call it, harb al-fudul it happened before the Islam the war of fudul where the tribes they come together to form an army to fight for the oppressed Okay, and mind you, this is before Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was young back in the day. And he took part of this Harb al-Fudul, the war of Fudul. And he said, I have not seen anything more beautiful than when I saw the people gathered in the house of Abdullah ibn Jad'an. They're trying to create this unity. They're trying to create this army. And he says, this is to me better, أحب لي من حمر النعم, better than camels and filled with gold. وَلَوْ أُدِّعِيَ بِهِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَأَجَبْتُ And if this was being called to Islam, I would have accepted. So you can see that this just gathering, sitting around, trying to solve a problem, solve an issue, is what Islam wants. For example, we sit together and we say, okay, hold on, we have neighbors in our area who are poor, who are suffering. How can we help them? And if each one of us contributes something, then we going to make these guys not orphans or not poor anymore. And we're going to help a lot of families. But we need to get together. We need to sit and create these groups and these whatever establishment, whatever you want to call them, so we can see what our issues are and how we can better our society. Thank you for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent.